The funniest part is so direct. Like everything else, well, of course he said Rick Ross, but it's like to be somewhere in the middle of the song and just be like, Metro, shut your ass up. The 488. You don't get this shit the fuck out of here.
Nigga said the 488.
This pushing T. I know it. You know we gotta cut the heads off these.
Ain't the story done?
Yeah. Nah, I'm not playing no more music.
Nah,
I'm not playing no more music. It's done for y'all.
Well, yeah, beatbox, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Give a son to start to.
Oh.
Why won't we start to either drink or the future
check
shit?
Check two, one, two.
We on, bro.
Are we on?
We on.
Y'all niggas
playing. So we not starting the no music?
We're not playing diss tracks. We ain't playing no more.
Okay.
Well, welcome to episode one.
Wait, LL Cool J.
Nah. Get the fuck out of here.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Episode 185 of the Goodfellas Podcast.
That was a good dish.
Yes, sir. We back.
We back.
Gang back. Whole gang back.
Gang's all here.
All right, it feel good to be back. It's been a little minute.
Yeah, we told them their jobs is on the line and niggas decided to show up.
She crazy.
Because last part, we like, yeah, we looking for new niggas. And it just so happened. Y'all niggas showed up.
Funny as hell.
But yeah, man,
niggas put that request out. We tried the Craigslist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's tough.
Yeah, we had a few.
That would have been funny if niggas would have like actually posted like a little. That would have been funny.
Nah, Bobby reached out. We was going to get her on here.
Bobby wasn't about to slide, man. Happy belated birthday to Bobby as well. Nigga turned 35.
Nigga old.
Oh, I was talking about Bobby, the podcaster.
Yo. He's talking about Bobby, the former podcaster.
Yeah. Formerly known as Bobby.
If you've been with us for a minute, then you know that's the original. I just came to fill
in. I didn't even know about shit.
Yeah.
Ain't niggas ain't say nothing in the chat, nothing.
Yeah, you know niggas don't talk in that damn chat.
Niggas, I'm about to...
It ain't the same no more.
I'm about to piss it off again.
Hey, your birthday coming up.
My shit Thursday. So.
What you actually doing for your birthday?
I'm celebrating my shit on Sunday.
Oh, that was cute. I like how you did that.
Slate Sundays. You know the vibe? Yeah.
I like how you do that. Gangster.
That
was a Dwayne Wade, LeBron James alley right there. And they say, yeah, what you doing?
Yeah. We going to Slate Sundays on Passaic.
Yes, sir.
Rooftop.
Okay.
I'll shake that shit.
Time and day?
Sunday. It's from 6 to 12.
Okay.
Word up. We're going to be here. And then right from here, we're going to... We're going to shake slate, for sure.
Shake slate. I like that.
Huh? I will be there.
Yes, sir.
Will you?
Sir.
You about to be outside?
I'll be back outside for that.
That's interesting.
Man. Ah, that was in attendance?
Talk dirty.
I want to treat it like how we used to treat... what's that shit called? What's that shit we used to go to?
We're going
to
treat this shit like we ain't never treated. Nah, we going...
Because I was looking at some pictures of us when Noah's...
In our younger days.
Yeah. The day, bro, that was the day.
We had our shirts off?
Shit was like yesterday.
That day. That day and the day I was done up in there and y'all had to drop me off. Oh, my gosh.
Good times, though.
Yeah, good times. Good times. Very good times.
Crazy thing, at first, I ain't even really going to celebrate my shit just because of, how everything been going with, the recovery from my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that. And I'm like, man, let me just enjoy this shit. That shit been having me down. So I'm like, G-Day.
Well, pick me up.
Yeah, and then honestly, it's like crazy timing because I just got cleared for sparring and shit like that. So it's just like.
Oh, we back?
Yeah, a little quick celebration, then lock in. Boom, it's like crazy timing.
Yeah, gangster.
Yeah. So you feel me? So.
All the Doves haven't really been outside. I feel like all the Doves been in a cage. So, no, just calm a little pop-up.
It's been a little minute.
Calm a little pop-up. Have some fun.
You know he be.
Doves out the cage.
Yeah.
We all been caged in for a little bit.
Like, I
we
thought
all
you just said been cave, my fault.
We
bats.
Nah, cage.
Quick little pop-out, One up, go shell shit.
Oh, one up on the ones and twos?
Yeah, we about to shake shit.
oh, yeah, I gotta be there now. Yeah, yeah, I don't know about for you, but when up there, you gotta be
combo quick. It's like a birthday. That's crazy.
Nah, you gonna shell it off. Real
yeah,
quick.
It's gonna go crazy. But yeah, that's so fun. At least we still gonna come give y'all some love, give y'all some content, mm-hmm. and then we gonna
make. How will we even do that?
Fine.
What?
We'll have to figure that out.
We'll figure it out. We can work that off the air. We don't got to talk about it now.
No, let's talk about it. You know, like the viewers, they
don't
like this.
Fuck. They
like
don't give a fuck about what we
they
do.
They don't care what we doing if we not potting, nigga.
Yeah, that's,
oh, that's tough. But then.
It's reality.
They need to care about what we do.
They need to?
They need to care. Because you know why?
Well,
is what we do reflects on how we pod. Cause that's the way we poise on when we come on.
I miss
on.
These. I ain't gonna hold you. I miss these. Hey, thanks. I haven't had one of these in so long.
Because
where the shit don't be making no sense. But
no
bullshit.
No.
We really we... haven't had one of those in a minute. So. We've been having a camera at the glass, my nigga. Yo.
But seriously though, whatever we do outside reflects on how we pie. We come on here tell jokes about what we did on the outside there.
Sure, I'm saying they don't care for us to discuss what we're going to do outside the pod. Like, or how we're going to plan the maneuver and get them in pod.
Hey, man, either way, a pod is coming next week.
Yeah, that's what they want to know.
Yeah, right. And all four of us will be here. Furthermore, no more missing.
Inshallah.
Hey, yo.
Hey, man, you laughing, motherfucker.
Inshallah.
What the fuck happened tomorrow? shit. What the fuck about to happen in 2 minutes, motherfucker? Shit get crazy.
But yeah,
man,
that's digger brother Zed.
It's good to have y'all in the studio though.
Yeah,
all
right, feel good to be here
for sure.
All right,
all right. Don't skip a beat. I was so good, man. With y'all though. I was the pods, man.
It was good. Speaking of the how we're the pods, I said some things last pod.
Yeah,
that,
you
know
you need to redact. Oh shit! Oh, think about the reneging.
You got to redact, bro.
Oh shit,
like Kevin. No.
I was wrong.
You are a capper.
I was wrong.
He did not know.
I'm embarrassed.
You are a capper. He did not know.
I'm embarrassed.
He did not know. He found out after the pod.
He stood up for J. Cole.
And I want to take everything I said back. I said Cole was...
You need to take a whole bunch of other shit back, too. While you're at it, before you finish real quick, you need to like think real quick.
I needed one of these.
And add some other shit with this announcement.
You need to take my glasses back.
Oh, shit. Oh, I haven't had one of these in a minute. This nigga would not let niggas.
I'm about to start this because I'm not about to start this.
Some more shit in there.
I'm not about to start this. Let's not start this.
Cole has let you down.
He let me down. He embarrassed me. Literally right after I said.
Literally right
the
after.
The boldest take ever that Cole was making a strong case for number one. And I apologize to everybody that had to hear that nonsense.
Yeah.
I spewed on
you're
the last
you're doing
spot.
The wrong thing. You're apologizing when you need to be attacking Cole.
Oh, fuck Cole, nigga.
Why is fuck Cole, bro?
Bro, nah, I'm a Cole fan and he let me down like that, bro.
He let Nas down.
Wait.
Don't worry about
it. How he let you down for apologizing?
Yes.
Bro.
He talking this. I'm not the 2-3, the uno. And you do that? You apologize? Saying you chased behind two other niggas?
I beg your pardon.
I'm saying I don't think that don't mean he don't believe he still number one. I just feel like
he don't want the smoke.
All that other shit that go with it.
Alright, that's like
he said all his niggas calling him like, oh, it's smoke, and then all his fans gonna be against that shit. It's gonna be a ripple effect to
you.
Look,
I get
that shit got all the way down to you, motherfucker.
I get the man.
So he probably like, I don't want all that beef. I don't want all that. I said he.
Wait.
He said I don't want all that beef. So first off, that ain't even me.
So let me get the pause.
Pause on him. I got y'all. Let me pause my nigga. I'm gonna pause him. Yo,
but
not stupid.
That's just like a
but
nigga.
But y'all get what I'm saying?
I know.
I agree with Charlamagne.
He said he couldn't sleep
for 48 hours.
That's just because, you know.
No.
I think he's trying to get the hearts. That's a little, you know what I'm saying?
That's like a nigga. But wait, bro. That's like a nigga saying, like, yo, I'm number one, this, that, and the third. He talking mad shit. Mad shit about he number one in the boxing world, this, that. And you like, all right, nigga, what's up? I want to fight.
No.
He's still talking that's shit.
Different.
Now he ducked.
That is different.
No. That is different.
That is different.
And how he said, yo, you know what, Aunt? I was lying about I was all that lying. Shit I said.
No, 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 no. That's what niggas do. Niggas do. Niggas fight. Niggas fight. And then niggas like, yo, I saw.
Niggas fight. But he ain't trying to fight.
Right. I'm just saying it's different, though. It's different.
I get what you're saying.
We have to. Like, it's a little, you know what I'm saying? It's different.
But I was saying, like, I agree with Charlamagne.
But they shit, I feel like, and another thing was, he said his shit was like a diss. He want to make a song, like, to where, like, it ain't just, like, no diss track. It's a song that's just, like how their shit is. Their shit is a song that his shit is,
his name. I don't know. A feature.
You feel me? The shit he put out is kind of a diss track, and he, like, I don't want it to be like that.
Yeah,
I want it just to be.
But you can't really say that.
So he might say some other shit, but he don't want it to be. It ain't this, ain't that.
But he can't come back and say nothing now.
Yes, he could.
Because in first person shooter mode, he said, I'm feeling like the big three, but fuck it, right now, Muhammad Ali, I'm the champ of this shit. So he telling these niggas like, yeah, I'm number one.
He still feel like he the champ. He just don't want that type of smoke.
Nah, because the thing I was saying, as far as
you
like
can't be a humble, can't be a humble champion.
Nah, you can't say you better than these niggas and the nigga that you're
directly saying to
come in and say you better than who.
I don't think he's you saying can't have zip up. I don't think he's saying he apologizing for saying he better than him.
Nah, look though, the nigga literally was apologizing, saying like, "Yo, I'm over here speaking down on his catalog when actually
that nigga shot at you first.
Yeah, that's
no,
what
but what I'm saying is he said that like he didn't truly like believe on how he felt. He just was saying shit that he don't totally agree on. He was saying, "I don't think that his catalog is weak."
Okay,
diss track, the nigga like, so he was like, that shit fucked with me because it's like, I'm lying and basically just saying shit that just, I really don't believe in.
Nigga, just to give a response.
Huh?
I said fuck
that case I get. My problem was the fact that he been saying like he ready for somebody to try him in the last maybe 6 or 7 features.
Yeah. Oh, he been saying that?
Like, yeah.
For,
oh, yeah.
For a very long time.
I've been wanting smoke.
I've been wanting smoke. Smoke came.
Yeah, tucked his toe.
I'm like, damn.
But what did he really say about Cole?
It was more of a straight in the Drake shot.
Yeah, like, what did he really say?
I feel like he didn't have to respond.
He didn't have to
respond. That's what I'm saying.
He didn't have to respond. He probably did get gassed up to respond. Cool. He probably actually did feel bad about it. Cool. But the apology is what was like, come on, bro. What are we doing? You couldn't sleep. You say you're going to take it on the chin, pause. Like, that, like, the shit you what up there saying is crazy.
If you look at it back at, like, yo, that really didn't recall, that didn't really call for a response from me. It just was a nigga,
no funny
like,
shit. If it was one of us in the situation, like, say if it was Marcus in the situation, and Marcus, this is,
we would really be gassing Marcus.
Ant will be on Marcus' ass. Why the fuck would you apologize to this nigga?
Yeah, Ant is the nigga that's Ant making
is
Marcus
the nigga to really start blacking.
Make Marcus get in a beef with somebody that Marcus don't even need to be beefing with.
Be like, yo, you let this nigga say something about goats or some shit.
Nigga, like, nigga, you're the big bad. How you letting niggas call themselves a goat and you're supposed to be big bad?
And let him apologize. Ant is not letting this nigga down. Ant is. So now you can't say that. So maybe, I don't know if you're doing it for the pod, being the devil's advocate, but you know that was some bullshit.
No, it's different, though. Marcus is a different type of nigga.
Oh, my God.
It is.
What? What's different?
It's just all... I just, you know what I'm saying?
Them niggas start hitting me with the motherfucking... Yeah, you know, Cole not that type of guy. You know, he a conscious rapper, this, that, and that. All right, Key, I'm on to your ass, nigga, because I know you're going to watch this shit talking about some Cole not that type of nigga. He really ain't want the smoke. Fuck that. He was calling for the smoke, and the smoke came.
Really call for Cole. But,
no, I'm saying, Cole been saying, I want niggas to try me for mad
long.
Is
that trying him?
I'm
really
at the top of the mountain, I'm chilling.
If he's just saying, fuck your big three, it's just big me, is that really trying you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because niggas been saying he in the big three.
But all
and then it's actually a shot because he said, it's the Cole said it's the big three, but I feel like Muhammad Ali type shit. So he like, I mean, Cole said it first, basically. Cole basically said it on the track, like, yeah, I'm Muhammad Ali.
So it was it's a clear reference to J. Cole. Because J. Cole was the one who threw it out there.
Look.
I don't feel like, until a nigga really make the whole shit about me. I don't think that that's solely like.
Okay, that's how rap go. Like, if a nigga throw a line out there and you take that line and use it in a scheme, it's about you.
All right, so. Yeah. All right, so for instance, with that, about right? You. These Metro and Future made basically two albums, Diss and Drink. We don't trust you. We still don't trust you.
Mm-hmm. And we definitely damn for sure not going to trust you ever again. That's part three.
That's actually Max.
That's not a diss album. That's not Max? Bro.
But three?
It's not a diss album?
That's like that's not just two diss albums.
Solely focused on him.
I wasn't ready to jump into this yet. We'll delve back into it, but they went out their way to get features from niggas that don't like this nigga.
But I'm saying the songs is not literally like, let's focus on Drake.
The biggest song.
It is Fuck You, basically, to Drake, but I'm not saying like it's a diss album to Drake. That's how I'm taking it.
So bro, who they don't trust?
Who they don't trust? Who they still not trusting?
And who are they never gonna trust?
One fan, dog.
Yeah.
I don't trust a lot of niggas. I don't trust a lot of niggas. I don't
trust a lot of niggas. And then they go get ASAP.
And the Weeknd.
No, it's a diss album.
Yo, the ASAP feature was crazy.
Niggas ain't asked ASAP for a feature. I don't know how long.
That nigga don't even rap.
Niggas went and found him at whatever fashion week he was at. Man, and said, hey, come hard. Put a verse on
that
this.
That shit was tough.
This shit kind of like Civil War. Justice League. Nigga did a Justice League album. It's crazy.
So they got the Weeknd on 9 songs. Sending shots.
Yeah.
I really want to know what
Baka on TikTok.
I really want, but Drake, I feel like Drake had to do something. And I don't, we're not about to even treat our pod like about to dissect it, but it's just funny. What the fuck he do to make them niggas hate him that
much? I started thinking to myself.
It's over bitches.
Man.
It's always over women.
Yeah. What did he do to make them niggas that mad?
You probably always just been a weirdo.
Most
though.
Beef is really over women,
yo. Man, you probably always been that, but he just had the wave. But he been weird.
That could also be the case, but I really think it's other women, bro.
So then, you think he's just been fucking just niggas like, bitches?
Me too shit. All right, niggas crack the door. All right, fuck it. Yeah, all right, back.
I never really liked this nigga either, bro.
So that's nasty. Because I know him and Future is really probably going on runs together.
Yeah.
And then I feel like what it really
but niggas was probably saving him. Like, yo, nah, leave Drake alone. Like, it's always, you know, it'd be like you always save. Come on, bro. Like, when you real, you always feel like you want to save the nigga who can't really protect themselves type shit. Like, oh, well, let Drake live. Like, yo, don't.
But I feel like it got like
but
that.
But then it got to the point
fucked,
where, like, you wildin', now you get too big headed. Like, nigga, like, what? Oh, all right, nigga, like, you can't even like that.
So who y'all
okay.
think is wrong?
Sometimes it be like that. Like, oh, you acting I feel like you like that. Nigga,
I honestly feel like Drake probably fucked one of the Metro bitches.
Metro, I don't think it's over no little shit like that.
Nah, because
that's the Metro about. Shit. But
that's
I'm
the Metro
where,
shit. That's
where does it lie with Future? Yeah.
Because that's it. Like Metro is like his right hand man.
I'm not.
I think the women shit is between Drake and Future.
I'm saying we can't think about what it is.
Drake
that should be
Metro
because
we talked about the what Pluto do song, and it kind of
I was out there. What? I fucked the girl smoke. So I did it.
That song is shitting on who it's about.
You think it's shitting on Future?
What would Pluto do? Oh, he would fuck this girl even though I'm fucking with her.
Gotta go back and listen.
Interesting.
Who knows?
Who knows?
That's what he's saying.
We've been talking about it, how it really started about between
Metro.
Metro feeling some type of way about her loss and shit like that and all that other shit. So
could be a lot of
this
shit.
This last Future shit better than Drake last shit.
Which ones? We Which still one? Don't trust you?
Oh, we don't trust you. The first one or the second one?
Nigga.
Neither one of them.
Neither one of them better.
I'm talking about Still Don't Trust You.
Better than which album?
He said For All the Dogs.
Yeah.
I gotta listen to it.
Yeah. I have
Future your dog though. You always gonna ride with Future.
Yeah, Future my man on the ground.
I fuck with Future though. That's my dog, but nah, they saying it's Hendrix part two. I do think
he feels his type of way about not being in the big three.
He keep.
I think that like saying something. No one how like
so
who
who's the big three?
The big three.
On, we don't
Kendrick,
trust you.
Cole and Drake.
On We Don't Trust You, it was something about him being in
Kendrick,
the big three.
Cole and Drake.
That's what.
And, they, oh, Future in the big three. Y'all niggas are crazy.
But I'm saying when they put it on the track, right, I feel like that's like a shot to Future itself, because it's like I know how Future. Like I ain't gonna say I know, but the way I view shot, how Future take it, like nigga, I'm one of these. Like I'm one of the top.
No classic album to be in the big three.
I'm saying y'all talking. Hold up.
Future.
Hendrix.
Hendrix is a classic album.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's my favorite Future album. But yeah.
What?
He started to show my collection. You can't.
Hendrix is a great. I fuck with it heavy, but I'm talking about like the masses. Is it really held as a classic, yes, or is it a cult classic?
I
think it's a cult classic.
I think it's a cult classic.
I got more albums. This is
a world classic.
Nah, it's not a world classic.
It's a cult classic.
Hendrix is not a.
That shit's a
world. No, it's not. Like Drake say, can't get booked out of America.
It's a niche classic album.
He can't.
Yeah. Future can't get booked out of America.
He could definitely get booked out of America. Oh, you're crazy.
Where? World tour? Where?
I don't know, man.
Where?
Poland.
I don't know, man.
South Africa. Them niggas in Africa be listening to trap music.
Huh? If Migos niggas is downplaying my boy Future,
if Migos can go to Africa, so can Future. But
Africa, I feel like my boy got that.
Where? He not going to Japan.
Might go to Japan.
You keep talking about Japan.
He not going to Japan. Niggas.
Them niggas that think they niggas. they fucking with Future now.
For sure. They got the lot. They got the.
I want the Future
chair.
Shows here.
Yeah, and them shits
and
is ass.
And them shits is not like the
Future definitely
the other
not selling out no arenas.
What? Them shows is not like the mother niggas.
I bet you in Atlanta.
That's different. Hey, that's different. That's like the baby. As a baby, that's why you know, like some remember, like that time when Ant said that Meek was in that tier,
yeah,
and we tell him Meek not in that tier
because he can't sell out Madison Square.
Yeah,
so you trying to pull cards?
I mean,
you trying to break shit? That shit was about 2 years ago. Too.
I know we
that shit was a minute ago.
That shit was about 2 years ago.
That shit was a while ago.
I'm about to pull your card. You remember when you said that shit about old girl?
Future probably like double A. He double A.
I got that. Yeah,
he double A like.
Those are the only batteries I use.
I fucking hate
Future. But Meek, yeah, Future double A. He not A. He double A.
I feel like a double A is better than an A.
A double A is better.
If I bring home my paper, a double A to my mother,
double A.
You talking about double A?
Double A is like the farmer league for baseball, like to get to the major leagues.
You're out of your fucking mind.
He's number four.
Future.
Future
is double A.
He's double A.
You are double dumb.
You know why I noticed this show? Because until Future just alluded to it on both of these albums, nobody said Future's in the big three.
What?
When have you heard that?
It's niggas. What? It's a lot of niggas. Are you Kendrick? Crazy?
Name
talking
one.
About when have you heard? You talking about name one. Brian. What you talking about? Brian, if you out there, salute, gang, because I know you fucking with it.
Nah, Future's definitely up there, though. He's definitely up there. If we was to do a five, he's up there.
He's in the five.
Besides
top
Dan,
five rappers five. Out right now, sure.
What, Good Kid, he's Mad City. That's it. Future got more than two.
What? Two
albums.
What?
Dirty Sprite 2. Yeah. Hendrix.
Future.
No.
What?
Pack Future the fuck up.
What?
He drops more. Cool. He don't got shit better than any Kendrick album.
The shit with Drake, that you gotta count that.
No,
too.
That's a mixtape.
Don't
bro.
Matter. You gotta count.
It was an album.
That's an album.
It was definitely an album.
It's an album.
It's not an album.
Fuck
bro.
Future is crazy.
It's not Fuck Future, but
Future is a great album. The self
title. Oh, yeah. Fuck the album. Future.
He didn't even know what.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's not Fuck Future now.
Yeah. Nah. The album crazy.
That album is hard.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, honestly. It really boils down to the type of music you like. If we go
so my top, and so if he was to do like top five, my shit is
no. We're talking about Big Three.
Hendrix.
No, we're not talking
the
about
Wizard.
We're not talking about his albums. We're talking about the top three.
Oh, them niggas.
Yeah.
Future's there. He's definitely number four.
Number four.
So you got Cole, Drake,
and Drake. I mean, Cole, Drake, and Kendrick.
Huh?
Cole, Drake, and Kendrick. That's the three. Is that your three?
No.
So who's your big three? Don't say Don Kennedy. I swear to God.
Don Kennedy? He's going to say Larry Jones.
There's Don Kennedy in there.
He's going to say Larry Jones.
Nah, go ahead. Who your three?
Nah, how I order it? I'll order it from
you
like
the order back. It. Just say a three, yeah, nigga.
Nah. That
nigga's talking about
just say the three.
That's your three.
I'm gonna name the five.
No, we just want the three.
It's your three: Drake, Cole, and Kendrick.
Nah, it's Drake.
No, we're not talking about the
it's
number.
Drake, K Dot, Future. Cole's not in there anymore.
After what he did. So the nigga said it's just two now. It's no more big three, it's just two.
So if Cole didn't do what he did, three. He's in your three?
It's just big me, yeah. Nigga. Pop.
He's in my top five. He's in my, like.
I don't got that over Future. I just don't have them. I guess I rock with that type of music better. Huh?
Who you got?
I got Future, Kendrick, Drake.
You got Kendrick over Drake.
Huh?
You got Kendrick over Drake.
He said Drake.
I'm just saying.
No, he's just saying those are the three.
Oh, you don't got Cole in there?
He ain't order.
No.
He don't listen to no goddamn J. Cole.
I don't know none of that. I'm saying, I know his new shit, some of his new shit, but
I like Cole features more than his projects, so.
Nah, I'm a Cole fan. Well,
Cole got some bad projects, though.
I'm not saying he's not
Future,
tough, though.
Future
he
got
tough.
Some bad
Everybody
projects,
bad
too.
Projects.
All right, so I was having this conversation.
But this before all the bullshit. I ain't having
you ain't
have
that's
who.
Why he number one.
Yeah. J. Cole. He wasn't in my shit even before the,
oh, wow.
The whole apology
nah,
shit.
Cole got some shits I fuck with.
But that what's that shit?
The only three?
Thing that the only thing that be fucking with me for Kendrick is because it's not enough that I get from him. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what are you looking for?
Like album wise.
Oh, he don't drop enough.
Yeah, like so. It's like I know the shit that you did give is heat, but it's like,
what have you done for me lately? Niggas is though, bro.
What have you done?
Wait,
for
who
me
next? Thugger,
Thug,
Travis,
Thug for me. Travis Scott,
Travis. Yeah. No, I don't got Travis. I'll take Thug
over Travis Scott, and I love Travis Scott music. Days before rodeo.
If we doing a five, Thug is there.
Yeah, I'm thinking one Thug.
Y'all bugging me. I got Boss Man.
I'm going to Thug music first, but as far as Travis, he's really a huge artist.
Nah,
bro.
He's definitely
bigger than Thug.
He's definitely a bigger star.
I know what you're saying, but I only know like.
And he has better.
Honestly, I only know four Travis songs.
Like Utopia.
How many songs
should
I
like?
I only know like four or five Travis songs.
I know mad shit from his mixtapes to the albums. I'm a Travis fan.
Like you know by heart.
Yeah.
Kodak?
Like by heart.
He's not, bro. Yeah.
I was introduced, like.
So you know
became
a lot of.
I became
yeah.
That's not what he's doing.
What the hell is that?
I started really fucking with Thug.
Nigga started hard on
Travis. Be in the crib, Riley.
Because he was snapping on them songs, bro.
So you ain't fuck with, like, Rich Gang?
Them songs, I feel like they were before.
You were Super Blood at that time.
Stop.
Oh, wasn't songs not before
wait,
Rich Gang?
Wait. You was what?
Wait, hold on.
The phrases wasn't before Rich Gang?
Real quick, what are you talking about? Because y'all all screaming. And I can't.
No, I was saying, I really, I was listening to Thug a little bit, but I really started fucking with him after he was snapping on the Travis songs.
You're wildin'. Rich Gang came out before he was on any Travis song. And so did Bar
I think I was
Six.
Fucking with that shit more because of Rich Homie than Thug.
You disrespecting Thugger.
You definitely are disrespecting Thug.
He was weird to me. I'm not gonna lie.
But Kodak is out
there. He was putting it on for the set though.
Kodak Black
he was
is good, up
but
there.
He had that. He was
y'all niggas is sleeping if y'all fuck with Kodak, and I ain't even gelling right
I
now.
I fuck with Kodak, but he up where?
He's not nowhere near that, bro.
He not nowhere.
Nah,
near
Kodak. Where. Kodak probably like 10 and then 10.
In the 10,
no.
Kodak is
no,
up
he's
there.
Not, probably bro. 15.
What?
Baby over Kodak.
20.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I forgot about Lil Baby. Lil Baby 5. Fuck you talking
no,
about?
No, he's not.
Where?
No, he's not. 5.
5 what?
5. Who 5?
He's
who
5.
Gunna. I'm taking Gunna
old.
Over Baby.
Gunna.
Gunna better than Baby. Gunna better than Baby.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen.
You taking Gunna over Baby.
Baby. I'm taking Baby.
I'm clipping this. We're going to ask the people.
Yeah, we got to ask the people.
Nah, Gunna got that work. Gunna
baby,
6.
Bro.
No,
Gunna 5 bro. For me.
But I'm taking
Gunna
5.
Baby. I'll take Gunna over Baby, and
it's
very
close.
That's
because y'all like the groovy, like the
Lil Baby fell off crazy, bro.
Yeah,
he ain't put nothing out.
Fell off is yes, crazy.
He's been trying. Yeah, he's been trying to like put some songs out, but they just haven't been hitting.
Hey.
Hey, I actually
was hard.
Do that. No, like
hey. Niggas be saying, hey, ass. Hey,
ass.
Was hard.
Hey, is not ass.
That's just ass.
That shit was doo doo.
NLE Chopper slept me out too. All
right, bro.
Nigga, boom.
No, we actually witnessed some bad fall offs. ESTG.
Facts.
He lost his hair.
I thought it was his eyes.
Lil Baby did not fall off.
He fell off.
Kodak didn't fall off.
Fall off?
All right, real quick. How many bad projects is a artist allowed before they actually fall off?
Nigga, you see how much shit he put out?
Back to back. It was ass.
We can't really say how
many. After my turn.
After my turn, I'm everything saying, was
since Lil Baby came out.
We got to be fair, bro. If niggas said Roddy Ricch fell off, Lil Baby fell off.
Roddy Ricch fell off. It hasn't been that long.
But his last album was actually put out shit in
mad. I enjoyed the last album.
Yeah, last album was actually
bad. The consensus is he fell off.
Roddy Ricch did fall off.
I'm saying what? Because he hasn't put nothing out in a while?
No, it's just like, based off his last effort. Not at the same level. But then you can't really say that, though.
Roddy Ricch fell off for sure.
Why can't you?
Because some people have like those off years.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, how many projects is somebody allowed until they actually like fall off?
It depends because on niggas, how many they got.
Because it's niggas ain't say Kendrick fell off when he came from Good Kid, M.A.A.D City and dropped to Pimp a Butterfly.
I just didn't want to hear that shit.
Now it was
bro.
To pimp ass. All right.
Niggas ain't say that when J. Cole did that and dropped the fall off.
So what counts? Yeah, right.
K.O.D. after 20.
K.O.D. was doing
stop.
K.O.D. was poop.
I didn't like K.O.D.
That shit was ass.
So what counts?
When K.O.D. came out, I'm like, hey, he might be falling off.
No, niggas wasn't saying he's falling off.
I did.
You're going to be out here redacting next week again.
He's going to be like, all right, guys.
I definitely said that.
I have something else I need to
address. All right, so anyway, we got to at least get what?
What?
You say you have something else you need to address.
Oh, no, I was talking about Blanco next week. Oh.
But we got to at least get into Drake's response. Like.
He tweeted.
Well, I don't even know if that's real.
No, it's real. It's confirmed.
It's
real, bro.
It's confirmed?
It's confirmed.
Yeah, platform. Who confirmed it?
Academics.
Yeah.
Oh, Academics.
Yeah, he sent in the official version.
Yeah, you funny as
hell. I don't even know the fucking word.
But I'm going to say what I don't like. I know you probably peeped too. I really like the whole.
So he verifies everything.
He just got sent the original version while
Drake,
he was streaming.
Drake people sent it to him.
But one up, I know you was peeping like the whole Vibes Cartel, Movado shit that they was doing. And then they dropped. Academics dropped like, okay, yeah, I'm going live at 2 p.m. for the stream, and then he sent him the real version. But I'm like, you did all that. I'm thinking of something else was gonna come. The song good, but I'm thinking something else was gonna come. So basically, I think it was like back in the day, Movado and Cartel, man. When niggas used to have like.
Sound clashes.
They used to be on the same stage type shit and go nigga. Song for song type shit.
Them shits was crazy.
So he was posting like pictures of that for like maybe like him, a bunch of them. And then he posted it and I'm thinking like this was going to be like a bomb for real.
I think it was just his mood as far as like two
giants.
Yeah, two giants about to go at it.
Yeah, because when that Movado Cartel beef was happening, people were dying.
Yeah, but nobody ain't dying over this beef.
Yeah, nobody's dying over this beef.
White boy.
I used to think that, but Drake and Meek was really like beefing, bro. Like they both say like street shit was happening in the midst. I'm saying, bro.
Who was Drake people that was doing the street shit?
It's not Drake, but Baca. Drake is
Baca and all the mother nigga. Drake be posting around with bad niggas that you just be like,
nah, Drake. Drake really like being he's the money nigga.
He's tied in.
He's tied into like the streets out there.
But he's not the nigga that's really street.
Right. When did that ever mean anything?
It's not that it means anything,
bro. Yeah.
It just pissed me off.
But let him not have the funds. He's bro, not that nah. nigga that they still bro, going still. To be.
Even if he did.
You know what I'm saying? Like Meek got niggas that regardless of where he fall at, these niggas are still with him.
You know a nigga right now, if you see you ain't see this nigga in 3 years, bro, I'd kill a nigga for you.
Who that nigga?
You know a nigga like that? You know a nigga like that, right?
I ain't see you in 3 years, and I'ma just woke up like, who you want me to kill for you?
Not like that, bro.
But niggas be ready to go for.
Nah,
like,
I know what you mean. I'm jelling, but I'm just saying like
Drake is really him. Where he from though? Not for no street shit, but niggas fuck with him.
But what I'm saying is, I don't feel like if the bread was not, like, if once the bread not there, that,
like, he's not a nigga in the streets.
Yeah, like, he's not going to have no stripes
outside of the money.
That's going to be doing them things that they're doing now for him.
But he allegedly he's been the nigga with money for however long, so we can't say what they wouldn't they were not going to do. He's not going to suddenly become broke tomorrow.
True. I just said if he was to.
We can't speak on that though. We're just saying, y'all saying, I'm just saying,
y'all shouldn't speak on nothing.
No, niggas are saying where it's not gonna go, but I'm like, based off what both these niggas said, they both had niggas with them that was ready to go.
Yes. I don't doubt that Drake has.
Because, yeah, didn't they really get into it outside of the
Hotel? Hotel?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he went upstairs.
I learned
the
game
pole.
From William Westman. You can never check me.
That was 50. That nigga 50 really whipped on niggas with a pole.
Yeah, 50 a different nigga.
But, yeah.
But you know what else is a good actually diss track? Warpaint.
Warpaint outside of O'Malley fucking it up.
That was
elite. O'Malley versus trash.
Came too late.
Solid gangster. Niggas said something right upstairs. They know how to play.
Nigga
with
said
us.
Go headphones.
What's your favorite part of the diss though?
When he was like, go headphones.
Shut up.
My favorite, about
part,
this?
My favorite part of that before we get to this was Sway
pick up the
gold
headphones.
Like,
Sway like, nah, let me let these niggas know he's trying to freestyle.
Because the headphones he had on was not gold.
Yeah. But what's your favorite part of Drake's response to the Justice League?
That shit really 20v1. That shit
crazy.
This
nigga Thanos right now.
Snap.
My favorite
part. He can't have no more features.
My favorite part was him telling Metro,
Khaled can't.
Shut up and go make some drums,
make
nigga.
Make some drums.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. That shit is the funniest part. It's so direct. Like, everything else, well, of course he said Rick Ross, but it's like, to be somewhere in the middle of the song and just be like, Metro, shut your ass up and go. Like, yo, that nigga didn't even get that nigga much attention just by telling him shut up. Like, just shut up and do your job, nigga.
Right.
Like,
you can't come up with no schemes, no metaphors.
Like,
nothing.
You know
just
how tight I would
drums.
Be as a nigga that can only put in beats and instrumentals? What am I supposed to do?
Like, you gotta start adding violins now, nigga.
I gotta make sure my next beat got the skit of you getting shot on Degrassi. Yeah. I gotta do something. Like, I gotta make sure that shit got something to do with the pop or something. Like,
yo.
When he was like, something.
Jimmy!
How can you respond as a nigga that make beats?
And saying Kendrick wears size 7 is also hilarious.
Yeah, that is kind of wild. Because it's like, you know you tall, and this nigga's short. Like, don't do that. That's height shaming.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the response overall? Because I didn't think Drake was going to respond.
You didn't think he was going to respond?
I didn't think not yet.
Why?
Shit was AI.
He said that shit was AI.
When it dropped, I definitely
Drake,
thought it was
he
AI.
He always responds, though.
Nah, the only reason why we saying is not for AI, well, besides the fact that they said on Academic Stream it was sent to him from Drake's team, is that, who was it, Marlon?
Rory.
Yeah, Marlon Rory did a podcast, and before that this dropped,
they said drop and
they said could. Drop and give me 50, and then act like they did not know a diss was coming, but they literally were hinting towards it, like, oh, niggas better lace their shoes up. Like, he's saying multiple niggas, and then the nigga like, yeah, drop and give me 50. Nigga ain't saying drop and give me 50 on their podcast, and then AI just happens to put out a track of a nigga saying drop and give me 50.
Because I was sitting there, I'm like, whoever wrote this, whoever wrote this for AI,
I thought it was right, AI because...
Like some random nigga like, put these lines together?
I think Drake sent this to so many niggas, somebody said, I'm going to start this shit myself. He take it too long. Just leaked it.
Nah, I feel like he knew.
That it was going to get leaked?
Yeah, just because of the podcast.
Yeah, true. Niggas
like, the podcast just being literally not too long ago being dropped, and then a day later, it's like, like, and a nigga saying, yo, niggas better be prepared, lace their shoes. I just feel like he knew what the fuck he was doing, but you know him, he's so strategic with his shit. He like, I ain't about to really.
I thought he was just going to do, like, the regular, do a post, OVO sound. Stream at
OVO Sound Radio,
and then he drop it in the middle of the night. That's what I was waiting for. That's what I was
right. Some like 1 a.m.
I do agree though with some niggas, like he gave like a tester. Yeah, to see how people was gonna react to it before it's like, let me actually drop it and just make it seem like it's a leak so I know if niggas fucking with it or not. But
then call it AI.
Yeah, if niggas ain't fucking with it, AI.
No, I think the shit was tough, bro. Especially to be like,
what up? Can you play a little?
It's directed like at little, so many people.
15 seconds. Ross is funny though.
The disc.
We actually got it. Ant didn't hear Ross.
Oh, you don't want to hear that shit.
Nah, but once he started responding to Ross on his story, I'm like, yeah, it's over. Shit ain't never coming back.
Yeah, nah, damn. So many classics between those two.
Yeah,
bro.
Like
between both of them, bro.
Would have came back for you.
We never hear Digital Dash again.
I just needed time.
No more Drake in the future. No more Drake.
Nigga said we never hear Digital Dash.
Oh, niggas is crazy, bro.
Go on Apple Music and listen to it because they ain't performing that shit live.
We doing it?
Hey, go ahead.
I'm skipping right here.
Your last one brick. You really not on shit. They make excuses for you because they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract because we got to see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Pip squeak pipe down. You ain't in no big three. SZA got you wiped down. Travis got you wiped down. Savage got you wiped down.
Is over.
Like a label boy, you in a scope right now. You gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add his talk with your ass, I had to hide down.
So sexy,
big
man.
Different swing, Mike in and Mike down.
SZA like, you see right how now. I get into this? I ain't even do nothing.
I'm loving it though. I ain't gonna hold you.
So what side y'all think that 21 gonna pick?
Future, are you crazy?
Oh man, Future Metros.
Metro. Metro is man.
Future Metro.
Metro is man, bro.
Drake took him to the next level though.
But 21 just gonna stay out of it. He not gonna get in it.
Yeah, he probably just stay out of it. But if he had to go, what side?
Mob Ties.
Yeah, Metro.
Yeah.
Nigga, he from Atlanta, siding with a Canadian nigga.
I don't know though, because if a nigga like it, we got another tour. 21 is not missing out on that chicken. Drake said, yeah, we got another tour.
I don't know. I think he's gonna stay out of it though.
First, I'm telling niggas, bro, I don't give a fuck about what y'all got going on. This is like, this is my bread right here. You mad about some bitch? Go find another bitch. Like, we not about to sit here and be fucking up the bread because.
Man, you know, shit don't work like that.
Yeah,
though.
These niggas come from the streets, bro. It don't work like that.
Nah, you gotta pick a side, bro.
But if it was really some shit where niggas is dying over, then I get that part. Once it become that part, like once it crosses that line to where it's like it's really in the streets with it, then I get that part. You know what? I gotta really pick a side. But if we literally talking about just music, this is all about bread, my nigga. I'm doing what's good for me and my family.
Yeah, fact.
Because I know that we don't trust you, don't involve me.
I'm actually more sad at Drake and
Future.
I am.
That kind of bothered
me. Drake and Ross. Drake and Ross is fucking me up, bro.
Nah, I'm more sick with Future.
Nah, it's Drake and Ross for me. They got really like timeless shit, bro.
They do.
Like, Drake and Ross do too, though.
That's no.
Not like Drake and Ross though. Like they shit is really like out of here type shit.
Which one? Aston Martin Music.
Aston Martin Music.
Martin Music. Stace Gaming. Lord Knows.
I'm taking Gold Roses.
That shit. Free Spirit. Like, the list go on, my
this
nigga.
This
like,
was prepared for that because I couldn't remember not one of them shits.
But it's still Drake and Future tracks that you got there.
Bro, they went and made a chain for each other.
Yes. They got rings.
They definitely had some bromance shit going on.
They really did, though.
they did.
It was running plays.
That's why this shit might be cut.
It ain't. Oh, nah.
Nah, I don't.
He sided with Future. I mean, Future sided with Metro.
Yeah, for sure. But I do think because of the history, I think that's why Drake took it light on, on Future.
Drake hit Metro.
Yeah, one of these. I don't know.
I think
so. It ain't
Metro.
Even his girl. It's just one of his.
And I feel like the girls
shit
in the
top
bro. That's like this Chris Brown.
Don't do that. Because you know it ain't got to be a nigga bitch, but it's like, this
the first test of AI for niggas. He tested AI on niggas. Let's see what he got. Like,
nah, it's definitely quick real. Shit. But I think that's why I don't know.
I don't know because I don't feel like it's, it's all like a scheme, but if money ain't being made from it, then how is it?
Why do you feel like money really not being made?
I'm saying these songs are not really put out, like, as far as...
Yeah, this is for the long run. There's some shit, like, they on some...
They're playing the long game.
Some shit, yeah, like...
Pause.
What? I'm talking about you. They're playing the long game?
Pause that.
How's that a ball? All right, bro.
We don't play nothing long.
But this is nasty, man.
Go home, nigga.
Talking to the mic, my boy.
It's just my fault. It's just nasty. I wish if it was just like Future.
So there's a, for,
yeah,
I feel
that
like,
nigga really feels it.
I feel like being that Future and Drake didn't go too far with it.
Yeah, like they just kept
they can still kind of.
It's because those are the only two niggas that could go at each other. The shit, like who else could go at Drake?
Everybody's going at Drake.
That's what I'm saying, like, 20v1.
Yeah, but on some like real shit, like to where it like matter. Like on some like
Roy said a lot. Yeah, Roy said had a lot to say.
Yeah, but I feel like it wouldn't have been the same like how Future Drake it. Like it's just
because Roy is not where he was.
Yeah, they categorized.
If it was a few years ago, we'd be having a different conversation.
Even with the verses, like before when the verses was, everybody was saying the all-in-person.
Oh yeah, nobody
go against Drake. Wait, it's Future.
Wait though, is Ross elite for dropping in that short amount of time?
Yeah,
Ross is elite for dropping that amount of time.
Like that's some like old school shit.
He was ready.
Like, that's crazy.
Nah,
that's
different.
A live response.
Ye on some other shit. Yeah. Can't put Ye in there.
That nigga said...
Ye and Drake could go at it.
Nah.
That nigga
said... Oh, yeah, let me take that back. Well, I never gave my top three, but Kanye is definitely in my top three.
No.
All time? Or just right now?
Nah, we wasn't talking about all time. I'm saying...
Just right
when
now.
When we was talking about the Drake...
Yeah, Kanye's on his own planet. I don't even include him in these talks no more.
I was just about to say, because Kanye's my top three. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah, like, I don't
it's not a project he actually gave that I did not like. That's the crazy part. But I think it's because I'm a Kanye fan.
I ain't like that last shit with the naked girl on the back.
His wife? Vultures?
Yeah, pack that shit up.
The beats was cool. He wasn't really rapping like how he.
I wonder, like, I'm just trying to figure out.
I don't need him doing.
Why all of this though? Why, like, that's really just
bro. It's
a
really,
lot of shit brewing though.
It's
bro.
Really over some shit we don't know about.
Because at the end of the day,
they're gonna find out something.
Out of nowhere, Quavo and Chris Brown just pop back up again.
Everybody going at it,
like,
bro.
It's a lot just going on
and
right
and
now.
And they've been beefing over Karrueche.
They just like
you call us on chicken tender.
All from the clips.
Like niggas.
All that shit. Earthquake.
Shit changing.
They said Pusha was looking at the Drake response like, wait, 50 and give me Push.
Push, he's ignoring Drake. Drake been trying to reignite that beef for a minute now.
Not in this song, though.
Not in this song, but Drake has been subbing Push for at least six records now.
But yeah, nah, I don't know. Something definitely brewing, though, because it's a lot of, like,
I feel like even,
shit going on right now.
But even, like, with the shit with as to why...
Rick something Ross, brewing. What you mean, something brewing?
Like, the truth gonna come out?
What are you talking about?
I'm saying, like,
out.
Something
even Drake
going
said
on
this been brewing for a minute.
Huh?
Even Drake on the song said this been brewing for a minute. He said the song ain't do it. He said this shit been brewing for a minute.
Yeah, he like that
oh,
song.
Oh, you mean, like, it's been built up?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's what deep, I'm saying. Like, but up, yeah, the fact right. that all this is happening right now, that's what I mean. Like,
I had glasses on. I'm trying to scratch my eyes. I'm trying to scratch my eyes with his glasses. Like.
So that means, is Red Button really the song? I press this red button, everybody have
I think I was a one in everybody. But,
I wonder. I really wonder what it is. I don't think it's the cease and desist to...
Cease what you're doing and hey. Pass away now.
Oh my god.
Cease and desist.
But nah, I don't know, bro, because that is kind of crazy, like, to be like,
niggas gonna be like, yeah,
but at the same
right.
time, you gotta also remember, as like, alright, me and you did tracks together, we fuck with each other, you know he signed to me. You ain't have to do that.
Hold on. Who signed over?
French is signed to Rick Ross. I actually had to look this up. Word. Bad Boys and Maybach.
Yeah, did, BMG. They did a merger.
Yeah, they did a merger to sign French. So French, that's why I'm like, oh, now it makes sense. Like, I'm like, why he going so hard over him doing that to French?
I think Drake didn't want the track to go out or some shit like that.
But either way, I guess it's like, nigga, you gave us this. Like, don't stop him from putting this out. When
that's really crazy,
though. If I'm Drake, though, nigga, I'll give y'all mad records. Because I don't want this one song out, you driven.
I ain't gonna hold I was probably not a fan of that French Montana.
That was probably gonna be the hit, though. Think of it. That's a good verse.
Nigga, is that your fault or my fault? Get better.
Well, it's kind of Drake's fault because Drake didn't want the release because of.
But I gave y'all mad records, bro.
Well, that's Drake's fault. He shouldn't have said what he said on the track.
But like, how y'all feel about what Royce said, though?
White boy?
White Everything boy. He said.
I'm gonna say this, though, before.
Oh, you had a time last night. Your watch on backwards.
I'm gonna say that before.
What you want, my nigga?
I'm gonna say that before I say this.
Why
you covering up like that?
Boy, crazy.
That nigga on George Bush 9/11 reading a book. I'm sad.
Boy, look at that.
All right, before I say, as far as Rick Ross, like, what's up?
I got something.
It kind of feel like maybe, because knowing how close them two are, what if it was something of Ross asking, like, for a verse and not letting it be known more so of where it's going to?
Maybe. What I take from this is Ross never liked that nigga.
Damn.
Ross never.
Nigga said,
which is crazy.
I should have known we said stay scheming. But nah, Ross responds, huh? I like it. I mean,
I think it was just fun. It was more funny.
Yeah, because it's like
that nigga said his fake abs went away. That's why he wearing that weird shit on stage.
Nigga said he got a BBL.
BBL Drizzy.
BBL Drizzy.
He got his nose done to get rid of the nose his father gave him.
And nigga said the pastrami posse. I don't know why he said pastrami though.
I don't know. That nigga said he don't got nothing on under them Dockers.
I mean, for a nigga that literally responded in a short amount of time, it's cool. Like, it's jokes. It's like, I don't. He definitely felt that way about his nose for a minute because there's no way.
When niggas did gold rose, he was like, wait a minute, nigga.
It's not the same.
The nose we did straight scheming with.
Nigga said, nah, this is not the nose from Aston Martin.
Hey, yo, bro, what's up with your nose?
I don't think it's real until Future say, like, why he not fucking with him.
He's not gonna say that. Future's not that kind of person. I feel like, I don't know.
Because I don't think Drake would have said why.
This is Future's first time really talking on niggas. He don't really talk on niggas.
Yeah, he really
don't. Do he? And we just don't be knowing.
He be talking about bitches.
What if? Okay.
What you bitch know?
What if he's been dissing niggas forever? And we just didn't know.
Y'all hear them clapping for us.
Yeah, shout out to our audience in the background. They fucking with us and shit.
It's not the live pod, but we got a live audience.
Damn.
But, yeah, bro. I don't know.
Me and Ant can't perform Digital Dash no more.
Why?
I'm still running all of them songs. Shit, yeah, buddy. You crazy as hell.
Yeah, for me.
You can't now, do it in yo,
how would y'all feel if Digital Dash got taken down?
Hell no.
It's still playing in my Serato.
I'm going to still have it on my phone.
It's still in my Serato.
So look, speaking on that, right?
Niggas going to have the dirty version.
Yeah, that's...
So speaking on that, right?
When that light turned green, the fuck?
So being that, you know, Cole...
He really took it down.
Took his shit down. What's y'all, like, thoughts on...
I got to download it, though.
You said what?
So I got to download it.
Can you still play it? You sure?
He's a pirate.
On Apple, do you have it downloaded? I think you're lying.
You can't play it, bro.
Yeah, I was just about to say. But anyway, the reason why I'm asking that is because being that we in this part of life where all music is being streamed from apps and we don't actually own.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. We don't actually own this music.
We don't actually own this music.
What's y'all thoughts on actually, like, for me, like, you don't have no control of what you can keep and what you can listen to.
Because, I've been ahead of that for a long time.
Yeah,
you don't count. You're a DJ. I don't want to hear yours because you got shit saved automatically.
But I'm gonna give y'all the song.
Nah, but go ahead. I'm here.
You could just download the shit yourself and then put it on Apple Music.
That's what I do.
Bro. You can download it. Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean. I've done that before. Yeah. I've done it with actually market shit before.
Yeah, that's like, what I be doing.
I got mad shit that's not available on Apple Music in my Apple Music.
But
not Jay-Z's whole discography.
I'm just saying, like, as far...
Where you can put music on Apple Music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like your Apple Music, so... You can still,
and then you can
like,
share it to other people.
I didn't know you could put music on Apple Music.
It's not like that's you tough. Uploading it to where he put on Apple Music, I could find. But he could have
it. No, I know what you mean. It's your personal. I get what you mean.
But,
you can still find it, though.
I'm saying, like, I can find something that he put up there?
If you go to his profile, yeah.
But that's not what we... I'm saying, like, searching music, though, bro. Like, not going to his actual... Right,
my fault, bro.
Nah, but I'm saying that as to... because y'all saying that, but y'all not doing that for every album.
Not every album.
Not every album, no.
So, what if something that you haven't downloaded, like, it gets taken away, like...
I can find it.
I'm going to hit that nigga up, like, yo, bro.
Milo, you know I can find it.
I know. I'm speaking for the people that don't do those type of things.
Then they ask
out. Don't make it sound illegal, bro.
It is.
We're joking, guys.
We don't do that.
We're buying our music, getting it through the proper channels.
But yeah, before you know, we used to actually have like.
That's where LimeWire come in.
LimeWire still up? No, right?
They making a comeback.
Yeah, I'm making a comeback.
Oh shit! Just to get taken down again.
But yeah, I mean, that's just the area we in. We in the area of convenience, which takes away some of your
control.
Yeah, facts.
For sure.
Was never same a fan with, of the same with shit. Streaming movies. Same. When they decide to take it down, you can't watch that no more.
Yeah, that's a fact. Niggas be telling you buy movies from home, man.
Yeah.
They decide to take that shit down, you ain't got that movie no more. They don't even refund you.
Yeah, I'm about to say I want my $8.
I ain't even think of that.
Like, that's the fucked up part.
Yeah.
Get my money
you
back.
You rented that for a long time. That's all you did. But
shit wicked.
Wicked.
I mean, that's all part of the whole, like you said, the era we in, because that's just as simple as, like, electronics, banks, and all that. Like, it's your money, but if it's in a bank and shit go down to where we can't access banks, it's no longer your money anymore.
Yeah.
Like you got a lot of people that truly believe, like, nah, I'm not putting my bread
in the bank.
In the banks. Because that day is coming where this shit all gonna go down. Like,
sorry.
Mm-hmm. And yo, scary thing is, if that was to happen, shit would get so wicked out here for the niggas that can't access their shit. Because now niggas at the corner store, like, yeah, no, I need real cash. No, I owe you.
Yeah, I'll take.
Yeah, I'm about to.
I'm hungry.
I'll rob you. Give me my shit right now.
I'm starving.
But prayers to all the people involved in this beef.
Facts. How much time we got?
15.
Y'all want to take it next? Y'all want to talk about how KMSL says she doesn't feel protected when her man cries in front of her?
Wow.
She's stupid.
Man, y'all gotta stay away from them women that don't love you, flaws and all, man.
Okay, Beyonce. Yeah, facts, flaws bro. And all.
Because you gonna have
she
update.
Don't feel protected when her man cry in front of her.
Like, but do that? Y'all like, feel what? Like it make you less of a man to cry in front of his shorty?
What he crying for?
Yeah, word.
It depends on what you crying for, I'd say.
So
I think it has to be something like...
Like if you just got your ass popped and you crying in front of your shorty.
I don't think it's like that. I think it's like he probably is some emotional dude who probably just be
like
crying.
Like you call her cheating.
Not even that. Yeah, that... Niggas be begging, crying. Can you take me? Nah, niggas be on some wish.
But I feel like it could be anything. Say if it could be anything.
What if you
like,
watching a movie with shorty and you bawling?
Yeah.
That's wicked.
You try... Like, some people cry for movies.
Yeah. But balling?
I've never, well, not balling, but I've never
saying,
done
like,
I've caught myself like, damn, this shit really wicked. Like,
yeah.
But
or was you the shorty? You start crying for the movie?
No, I said I've never done it like around the shorty. Well, I haven't been in a situation where I'm with shorty watching something that. It's only been a few movies that got me like that. I think Fruitvale Station was like.
I definitely
one that
over
I can
movie.
Really remember, but I watched that by myself. But yeah, other than that, it's not really too many movies that's like really got me like.
But that's even.
All right, the crazy thing, it's only one movie that ever made me like like shed a tear.
What's the movie? Probably about to be some dumb shit.
It is some dumb shit. It is.
Nigga about to say Free Willy.
Nah, see, it's some shit like that. Nah, that is. That ass though.
What is it?
I was young. Kid. I don't know how old I was, but I was a kid and it was some shit. I don't know the name of the movie.
The Fox and the Hound?
It was about a dog and the dog died in the movie. I can't remember what it was.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
At the end, the dog died and that shit, I love dogs. That shit had me cry, nigga.
What, did they have to kill the dog?
What's the name of that movie, bro?
Kill the dog.
I'm saying, ain't there one where they had to shoot the dog?
Nah, it wasn't no shit like that. I was a kid, nigga.
Old Yeller?
Who?
Old Yeller?
Nigga, I wouldn't even know if you said the right name. Might be, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I just know it was like, you know what I'm saying? That shit, it was a good-ass movie, though, but that shit had me cry.
But it's the fact that she said she felt like she the man in a relationship when a nigga crying. And
that's
and it's like, damn, like, niggas can't even be.
You just downplaying what it takes.
He ain't fucking her, right.
That's what
Nah, he not. He was hitting that.
Niggas like you.
Nah, that's a fact, though.
But for you,
that's a fact. He not hitting that shit right. If you hitting that shit right and you crying, she but he, baby, you okay? You ain't hitting that shit right.
But it could be some women that just not even emotionally intelligent to be like,
yo, if you crying.
Fuck, if you hitting that right, you're crying, you a weak ass nigga.
Yeah.
It don't got
some women
do
don't even
want to
see a nigga
right,
cry.
Bro. A little bit.
It just does. Everything boils down to it.
Busting ass, baby. If you busting ass, you get a pass, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about?
Everything.
If you bust your ass,
if y'all been watching,
you get a pass, nigga.
You get a pass is the name of the episode.
No, it's bust pass.
Yo, literally, bust pass. That is literally motto, bro. That nigga will literally tell you every time. He ain't fucking all right. Nigga like, yo,
if you bust that ass, you gon' cook.
Nigga like, yo, what if your shorty leave you on the sidewalk? Shit, you fucking her right. She gon' leave you on that sidewalk. She might act like she can leave
you, but she gon' pervert. Be that old head. That's all we.
You ain't busting that ass, little nigga.
That is some old head shit.
That's where she at.
Yeah, old head definitely would tell you, like, yeah, you ain't fucking him right. Like, damn, I just said that.
It ain't gonna be that
be yelling
old nigga.
At me.
Niggas really don't understand of how big of a problem that is, though.
Busting that ass?
That niggas really out here ain't not busting that ass. I'm just being 100.
It's a pandemic.
Like,
it's a pandemic.
It's only a few to elite. It really is though. It's really only a few of the elite.
Oh my god.
Yo.
It said I'm not in a room full of elites. They're not the elites.
Yo, you know why it's funny?
You say it's funny because
one time nigga Ant was like, yo, it's crazy cause niggas be fucking bitches, but they not busting that ass.
Wait. I said that. Wait, I don't even.
I might have to go back and read the message.
This nigga is the Confucius of
you
busting
said it,
ass.
I got it in the message. It's crazy. Now you're styling. You lying on here.
That nigga screenshotted this.
You ain't lying.
That nigga got that shit as his wallpaper. If you ain't busting that ass, you don't get the pass.
Yeah.
Bust that ass.
Well, man. Yeah, that's the message we gonna leave y'all to end the pod.
I'm saying, but you talking about bust that ass? That shit not just easy like that.
I'm gonna just read Ed's message because I got it up now.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty evident that these niggas out here ain't busting ass.
Nigga says pretty evident.
Yo,
it's only a select few that hold the duck.
Yo, nah.
I didn't say that. That was recently too, yo. I forgot I said that. Yo.
But I started it because I was like, what are we doing to these? Never mind. What are we doing to these women? But yeah.
Damn, son. So.
Yo.
You're always 10 out of 10.
That's
always a bus.
What you mean?
That ass always is getting bus. Free promo. Come on, let's go.
We not doing the free promo because I don't want to hear.
Hey, look. If you got somebody hit you up, I'm trying to see what that's about.
No, that's what the fuck I look like, nigga?
Sir Bust Ass a Lot.
Sir Bust Ass a Lot.
Nigga said, fuck, this is a gem over here, nigga. Yeah,
here we go. This shit is pure.
This shit is pure, nigga. This shit not stepped on, nigga. Fuck you. Fuck all this shit.
Nigga said, can't nobody hit me up after this.
Yo, you really might be that.
Is there anyone out there?
I was watching one of the old episodes. This nigga ain't really a movie. This nigga, I forgot. He's like, I'm an athlete. I don't go anything less than like
that episode.
I'm like, what's an hour?
I say I don't do anything less than an hour.
Now you're not 5 minutes.
I say less than an hour.
Yeah,
I said I ain't never going to 10 minutes.
Nah, you said 5.
Or 5 minutes. Oh, I was something like, okay, I ain't never going to 5 minutes. Yeah, I never did that. 5 years. Okay, yeah. Because 10, I might have been close to the borderline. But 5 minutes, yeah. I never went under 5 minutes. Never.
Shit.
Line them up. Ask whoever.
Nigga said line them up.
We might have to do a 20. We might have to do 20 versus 1 with Ant.
No, knock them down. No, I just said ask whoever.
We might do a 20 versus 1 with Ant.
Nah, 20 versus 1 with Ant would be jokes. Because I could see him really lining all of them up.
Turn around
for me.
Yeah, you
walk over there.
Yeah,
walk back.
Hey, I shot the fuck up.
Hell yeah.
So she, yeah.
Nigga say you got a corner pocket.
Let me see a corner pocket. Say corner pocket.
Nah, y'all trying.
We should line that up for you, bro.
Yeah, I'm a gentleman.
Which means you would be perfect.
Yeah, I'm a gentleman.
Have Ant in like a suit dressed up type shit. That should be funny.
A suit is crazy.
Nah, put him in some boxing gloves.
Crazy as hell.
But yeah, that's a great way to end, guys. Feel me?
Rest in peace to OJ and Mr. C.
For sure. Damn, thanks.
People we lost this week.
Shout outs to the Eclipse. You know, I got my superpowers.
You still dumb.
Happy birthday to me, nigga. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday to
him. I thought we part next week.
It's not going to be my birthday.
But on your actual birthday, what you doing?
On my actual birthday? You gonna have to wait and see my boy. That's the drum.
Okay, that's a money machine.
Nah, my drum fast, machine. Nigga. My nigga.
But
straight up by shit.
Yo, Miles.
They pulled up that for Metro. They pulled up Nick Cannon on drum.
Nah, I don't need that, bro.
Hey, yo. Yo. But yeah. For my actual birthday now, I'm gonna see.
Hold on.
Hey, man. All I'm gonna say is it's late Sunday.
Yeah, it's lit. It's up.
It's litty titty icky sticky. If you made it this far, you know what I'm saying. You know what to do. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. We got some more in store.
So see y'all next Sunday.
Here.
We'll see y'all guys here and there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And everywhere. You know, we back on the road with it. Road mounting.
Road mounting for real. Then after that, we gonna see y'all sinkle the drink.
Sprinkle that motherfucker in there.
I'm sitting down.
I'm sitting down.